WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The Monsters of Rock Tour is bringing top heavy metal bands to stadiums across the country. A new documentary film is offering a behind-the-scenes look at heavy metal culture. It's called The Decline of Western Civilization Part 2, The Metal Years. Part 1 was about punk and hardcore bands. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review of The Metal Years.
It wouldn't be hard to find reasons to stay away from this movie. Maybe you've seen the fiction films made by the same director, Penelope Spheeris. Films like Suburbia and Dudes, and so you know how cloying and pseudo-hip her sensibility can be. Or maybe the idea of a documentary about heavy metal music makes you think you'll be sitting through 2 hours of this. Well, there's a bit of that. But on the whole, The Metal Years is a wonderful surprise, even to those of us for whom listening to heavy metal provides a sensation matched only by chewing tinfoil. Spheeris' approach is at once witty and remarkably subtle. From her interviews with the cretins who populate such bands as Poison and Faster Pussycat and Aerosmith, you expect a modicum of show-offy decadence and drooling dim-wittedness, and you get it. But you also get something more. Nearly every scene is double-edged. Every interview is at once funny and oddly poignant. Ozzy Osbourne, for instance, putters around his kitchen talking about how he had to give up all the excesses of life on the road, while we watch his unsteady hands sabotage the simplest culinary tasks. Paul Stanley of Kiss tells the camera that he would never fall in love with a groupie, while the lissome beauty draped around him blinks back her shock. And in one astonishing vignette, Spheeris interviews a rocker named Chris Holmes as he floats in a swimming pool downing vodka while his mother watches bemusedly from poolside.
Come on, have a drink.
Chris, do you drink very much?
Pardon?
Do you drink very much?
Yes, I do. I'm a full-blown alcoholic.
Just when he's awake.
Do you think that maybe this kind of, you know, rock and roll lifestyle is hard on you and maybe that's why you drink?
Well, I'm a full-blown alcoholic.
What? But why do you drink, Chris?
Because it makes me happy. I enjoy drinking. I just enjoy life.
What's remarkable about this movie is what a bunch of happy campers this parade of minor stars and young hopefuls turns out to be. Their naivete and optimism are stunning, even appalling. As Spheeris makes plain, they've grown up in a society that has given them nothing but outlandish goals and none of the wherewithal required to achieve them. Under its screeching guitars and screeching drunks, The Metal Years is really about the legacy of Horatio Alger and Dale Carnegie, and a million schoolyard lessons in perseverance and high hopes and holding on to your dream. For these kids, the idea that they might not one day acquire those two People magazine goals, riches and fame, is not worth considering. In the world they've grown up in, it's give me superstardom or give me death. The Metal Years is about rock and roll, but it also holds up a funhouse mirror to our entire culture. Strangely enough, it really is about the decline of Western civilization.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.